Welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome back!
Last time
on Darker Tides.
Stuff happened.
Things died. Almost Pussy died.
That is correct. I got my ass royally kicked by a zombie.
It happens.
So, especially the first level PCs, when they go one-on-one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have some, basically, if memory serves me correct, a couple of them went out of patrol, but at the end of it, we were all back at the manor, sleeping, or getting ready to go to sleep, pretty much. So I think they were done with their patrols.
Yeah, I think so. And you had finished your business and getting back.
Yeah, I got back. Yeah, so that was the end of the day.
And now we start the next day.
Pretty much, we have plans to go
head to the prison.
Correct.
Wahahaha! Okay. Okay, so you guys wake up and you were heading to Ferrostone.
Did we arm ourselves with the things we got from the...
Yes.
Did we divvy those up, everybody's got their stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. They were divvied up before, I thought.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we had that stuff.
If we knew we were going to Ferrostone,
yeah.
I think you were just verifying that everyone was aware of the stuff.
Yes. And now I gotta find what that was because...
Oh, siphon.
Yeah, we had, I think that's from that other day.
So is she good with that picture, or is she going to do another one?
I don't know what's going on. She said she did another one. I also have my story done. It just badly needs edited, and I'm a terrible editor. I almost thought about asking you to ask your wife to edit it, but then I know it would be so brutal that I cry.
Literature is pretty serious.
I know.
She's a writer, so yes, she takes it very serious.
I know.
She takes pride in making me cry.
I wouldn't say he's not heavy, he's my brother.
But I really don't like him.
In fact, if it wasn't for me honoring the dead wishes of my friend, I would have probably split from his group a long time ago. Because all you people are evil. And if you're not evil, you're pretty darn close.
He is not evil.
I'm not evil.
I am not evil.
I have not committed a single evil act.
Neither have I.
I haven't even committed multiple evil acts.
That's true, you haven't yet.
You're going to clarify.
I've not done anything you can prove.
Yeah, I mean, well, honestly, the closest one to evil this guy is he's a thief.
Just because, like, in universe, you wouldn't know I was a thief.
Right. I swear you told us you were a thief.
Because he technically
No, he's always said businessman.
He hasn't.
Problem solver.
Problem solver. He hasn't properly stolen anything yet, so I mean.
Not that you guys were aware of.
I
do remember that he specifically stole something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to believe you.
That's why I did it. Because I'm a terrible thief. Actually, he's stolen several things now. One point blankly.
Mm-hmm. It's still like a potion that Stone created from the...
Yeah, the
shiny bauble thingy.
Yeah.
I mean, I have read several books on these lives. I haven't committed
it.
It's all academic.
You have to read about them so you know what to avoid.
Okay, let me put it this way. Maybe you're not good, but you're definitely not good. None of you.
That's a fair statement. I'm completely neutral. I don't believe in good or evil. Things just are.
Ferrostone is actually on the top of a small hill. small being relative, since it's, you know, hundreds of feet across. You can actually see through gaps in the wall, the prison inside. There's also this part over here, like the wall is actually broken down, and this is actually part of a lake. Like, thing. I'll just show you this real quick. So, you guys are coming up this way. The guardhouses. These are also guardhouses. And you can see structures inside, and then you can also see like what's left of
this. And on that map, it looks like there's structures outside that we cannot see from our angle. Is that right?
What? This?
Yeah.
Those are trees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are like just trees and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. I was specifically looking for the warden's house.
You do not see it. You see something, you can see like the big building of where the prison itself was, and then there's like another building in there, but until you actually go in, you don't know what that is. So as you get up to the front here, the sagging wood and metal gate kind of sort of bar your entrance, but not really, because it's just been neglected for so many years. And they actually, like, as you guys are coming up on it, like, you can hear the creak on it as it's, like, blowing in the wind and, you know, things like that. And it's creepy for the most part because it's daytime, but it's pretty quiet.
Is there any trees on the outside of the gate?
Yeah, there's a couple over here. Like a small little group of them.
Yeah, I'll hide the donkey up.
Okay.
Actually, I might put him on a long tether so he can also reach the lake.
Oh.
There's that tree right there.
That's inside.
Oh, that's inside.
Yeah. This here is the wall.
Oh. Okay.
So you could do it once you get inside.
Okay.
But right now, where you're at, you guys are like right here.
But you said the wall's all broken down right there, though.
Yeah, but it's still piled.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you're talking about like a 10-foot wall that's been kind of crumbled.
Yeah, I'll find that for you when you get in there.
Okay.
Not only a 10-foot wall, but it was based on that, it was probably about 10-foot wide.
10-foot thick. It's a lot of rubble. Yeah. So it's not just like, oh, it's some rubble, I'll just walk over it. It's like, yeah, it's about 6 to 8 feet high of rubble. Yeah, the walls are 20 feet high, not 10. So you guys kind of like go in. Who's the first one? Is it like the March one?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm fairly. Yeah, that's where I would be kind of.
Okay.
Murder. As you can see, the gods have given me many gifts, but strength is not one. Would you be willing to carry this extra quiver of arrows?
Possibly. How much does it weigh?
3 pounds.
as your character walks through into the actual like grounds of Harrowstone, you have a like immediate rush of like feeling claustrophobic, even though it's completely wide open, and also like a split second like sensation of your whole body is on fire. I need you to make a will save.
I don't want to.
Too bad.
That would be a 41.
Okay. That would be good enough. It shakes you, but it doesn't have any lingering effects.
Nothing like a lovely 19 on the back.
Would any of us notice anything, or would like to share like a magical feeling about it? That
no, not really. It's something else. Okay. So the
do you move in as well as carry the item? I mean that's pretty much marching order right there.
You guys kind of come in here, and you peel off with your donkey.
Yep.
Tie him off. You see inside of here. So it goes in further.
That freaky feeling would have caused me to draw my weapon.
Okay. So there's like a road continues and it kind of splits around, I'm drawing over stuff, but it's just so that you guys can kind of get a feel. There's like a raised dirt area here, a tree, and you can see there's a house looking thing here, and then there is the raised step area going into the actual prison structure itself. Right here.
I have to examine the house.
When you draw your weapon, what's wrong?
It's always best to be prepared.
Should we? I think it would be a wise option to check out the house before we go into the
main. I agree.
Okay.
So you can see. Alright, so you can see there's the main building structure itself. Which is a two-story building. And it's covered in like moss and ivy. Above it, you also see like there's huge sections where just shingles are just missing from where weather and everything else has just ripped them apart. There's a couple of stone gargoyles up on the edges. A lot of the stone stuff that you see, it's all like crumbled away and ruins as it's just like the ground around here is really soggy and soft. The windows are like, you know, really narrow, but they're all blocked with like grills and stuff over them so people can't, you know, get out. There's two large wooden like balconies on either side. And they're kind of sagging from like where the stone pillars themselves are actually starting to sink into the ground a little bit. So they're kind of, they seem a little unsturdy, but they're still there. You can see them. And then there is the small brick manor house that's just, again, overgrown with that gray, green ivy of just being out in the thing. And the roof sags and the front door kind of hangs askew. The front doors on the prison are actually just kind of barely on. You can actually slip through without too much trouble at this point. That's pretty much what you can see from, like, the front as you're walking up on it.
Okay. So we go over to the house?
Go over to the house. Okay. So you go in to the manor?
Soon.
The door is pretty much just like, it's like kind of half on, half off, just like hanging inside.
Okay. I'm assuming I would and not be the leader, so I
dark.
Yes, like, you knock.
I push the door open.
Pretty sure no one's home.
You push the door open, and it just falls down, just makes this huge, loud bang. It's the ground.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Note, my young friend, this is not the proper way to enter a building.
I ignore you. Pointedly ignore you.
Does anyone have knowledge engineering?
I didn't know that was an option.
Okay, good enough.
I don't know, does a rogue have knowledge engineering? Oh, that's right, a rogue doesn't have any knowledge.
No, no knowledge.
Even though knowledge engineering, I'm pretty sure.
I read a book on it once. Does that count?
No.
I didn't actually read a book on it once either.
So you're going in?
Well.
And you? The two of you?
I'm going. Okay. I'll lead the way.
Go ahead and give me perception checks. Everyone that's going here. Okay, so everyone is.
7.
10. 25. You know that this house is really unstable. It will take probably 10 minutes to do. To just explore the whole house. You're pretty sure it may or may not take 4 people moving around in this thing long for it to collapse. Just from what you've seen, you pushed on the door and the whole thing just fell over. I mean, the floor is sagging. The walls are actually, like you've seen, like, where those, like, the floor and where the wall would sit. It's actually doing things like this, where the wall is still where it's supposed to be, but the floor underneath is kind of sagging away from it, and, you know, the ceiling, you'll see where, like, it's sagging down. It's been exposed to the weather and the world for decades with no one out here.
And
so,
as we're going, hold on, guys. I am pretty sure we all should not all be in this building at the same time.
You also notice everybody that got 10 or more, this place has been looted. It's pretty obvious that there's not much in here anymore. But to those who got 10 or above, it's very obvious that there's drawers that have just been pulled out of things and just the drawers laying there.
So just so I'm clear, it's obvious to everyone that this place has been looted, but 10 or more.
You can tell that it's been looted.
It's been looted, but 10 or more can see the drawers open.
Well, you see that the drawers are all open, but you're just like, oh, wow, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Something,
and they're just like, there's nothing in here. You almost got it.
Here's what come up. I mean, there's at least one really tall guy in front of him. You couldn't see over it.
And all the dust, you know, on top of
him. Yeah. I mean, you got it.
I would like to, I'll go look in one of the drawers then. I notice it's open.
Okay.
Don't, just don't crawl in there. Not a bit.
I'm not that big. Or not
so you open up one of the, like, there's a cabinet. You open it up. Like, okay, you open it up and there's nothing in here. I mean, there's nothing in here. Like, you would expect, like, even the shelves are gone. Like, they took everything out. It's just the thing left. The wooden structure is all that's left. And I mean.
So, based on my, since, like, my character got grew up on the streets and he had to scavenge for a lot, so I got 15 perception. Could I infer then that.
You can tell what it is.
Yeah.
If it wasn't nailed down, it's gone.
Yeah.
So, or there was somebody found some other use for it.
Question, is there obviously marks of fire in this building?
No.
Okay.
No, this is just time. Time and the weather.
Can I assume, or is there knowledge, wisdom, or any kind of check? And I assume that this might belong to war.
Well, you will have to continue to search through the place if you want to actually find that out.
If everybody else wants to back off, I'd be happy to do that.
Question with that, do you mean search through the building itself here or search through the grounds?
I may know that already.
With what?
Well, no, the reason I'm asking is, if we search the rest of the grounds, and this is basically the only large, better constructed building that's not a prison that we find, it'd be a whole lot easier to make that conclusion of this has to be. I would be more willing to make that jump to that conclusion.
But he would like to look through the house, so he can look through the house. That's fine.
I'm not going into the building anymore once I saw this.
Now that I realize it's been looted, I'm leaving.
Because I am heavy. My armor is fairly heavy.
Enough for me to gain.
22. Okay. Yeah, you're not really finding much of anything in here. It's kind of hard to tell. Takes you, you know, it's going to probably take you 5 minutes to get through everything in the lower part and then the upstairs to start before you could start the upstairs.
Okay.
So if you're going to search everywhere.
Okay.
Looking for stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you're going through, like, the second room, all of a sudden, like, the floor just, like, gives underneath you almost. Doesn't, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
How close are you guys all to the house?
I'll just be outside.
Okay.
After you said that, I'll stop it before the porch.
Okay.
Just kind of hang out.
Now the third room, yeah, it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're sure you've almost covered the whole thing downstairs. So. Okay. I need, give me a reflex save. You're off the porch, kind of away from the house. You weren't in the house either. Okay.
Like I said, I am large, or not large, but I am a large person. And I wear idiot armor.
20.
Okay. You dodge out of the way as a section of the wall actually starts coming down on where you're at. You go ahead and give me a reflex save.
Those groans are the sound of a one move.
Okay. So you don't get out of the way of a wall that comes down. The debris from the wall and the ceiling as everything just kind of falls down on you. Does about 4 points of damage.
Young friend, please note that is not
I
also...
I am pointedly ignoring you. Also, you start talking to me and I turn my back.
Also not the way to bring
it. It starts stepping away.
Perhaps
I get out of the building, I guess.
I flip yes, you off and then I keep walking.
I mean, you've seen a lot of... It's like there was like a living... Like, I mean, most of the stuff is gone, so it's hard to really tell what's in here.
Though it could be used as an effective escape method.
Oh, I'm gone. You would have to be shouting at this point for me to even hear you.
I'm going to call out.
I'm a noble, I don't
friend, are you well?
That hurt.
Yeah, because one of those big chunks of plaster just like smashed into your head.
Yeah, I walk out and there's blood pouring down my head.
Good, I was going to offer to remove anything heavier from you if needed. You seem to be okay.
Can't see very well.
That's because, that's because your hand's over your eyes.
I'm trying to wipe the blood from them.
Oh. I'm a wealth of help today.
You are.
Oh.
Or as we like to refer to it.
Asshole.
We'll have to remember to tell our young friend that is also a good way to get rid of evidence.
While you're wiping the blood off here, I'm going to tear a piece of mine.
I'm pretty sure that was probably the warden's house.
If you want, do you have heal?
Yes.
He does not.
Because you could, you could do first aid.
No, I do not have it.
Well, right.
But it can be well done.
Can you roll untrained heal to... So, you can?
It's just your DC is 15, so...
I have to roll 12.
DC will have to roll.
And the last one. You know, let's try a different DC.
Well, I mean, the last one rolled really bad. You could roll really good with that one, then.
Nope.
Okay, you just kind of, like, stick it on there and just, like...
Pretty much.
You pull it right off, it's used to me. You thought you knew how to do it, but...
I got two spells. Could be one. I'm not going to.
I rolled a 16 on first aid, and I tie it over and stop the bleeding.
Yes. Okay. Can you do first aid to that?
Here it's more of an aesthetics thing. Because first aid is more for somebody bleeding out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as I tie the thing, I'm going to casually swipe a bit of blood and put it in one of my vials.
Of course you will.
Why do you have my blood?
It may be useful.
It may be useful.
I mean, so far that you did not. That seems kind of creepy and... May I please have my blood back?
You have plenty.
Yes, and I do not want to be... I know of several rituals that do.
Very well. I'll give you the bottle. Keep it handy. I may need it later to keep you from dying.
Oh, okay. It'll be in this pocket if I am dying.
If I am dying, this is where it will be.
If I'm dying.
At this point, I'm going to pull out a scroll and make a note. Need to research if a person's blood actually remains their possession once they lose it. Maybe some legal ramifications. I have a question.
Is anybody going up, like, to wander around the prison complex itself?
I think we'll go to the prison. After I walk away, I think we should probably scout around the prison before we go in.
Okay.
Specifically, I know the professor made a note about some markings on the foundation.
So you'd like to look for those?
I would definitely like to look for those.
Okay.
I can't remember specifically what foundation, and the piece of paper is all the way over there, so...
There you go. You can pull up those little tidbits of knowledge.
I believe it just said that there were some.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is that it just said on the foundation, but it didn't specify
where. Does spellcraft give an affinity to, like, if you're in an area where magic's been cast, like if there's a warder, does it, like, tingle like a spidey sense, like there's magic in the area?
No. That would be detect magic, the spell, which if you have it prepared,
I do.
It's a zero level, so you can just cast it.
Oh, okay. So I can cast those. Okay, I do have.
You can cast zero level spells continually, basically.
Okay.
But that's part of your action.
Gotcha.
So you wouldn't be able to, like if everybody's walking and using both of their actions to walk, you would fall behind. Because half of your action would be casting.
Gotcha. Well, while they're scouting, I'm going to kind of stand in an area where I can see things and detect magic.
Okay. And that is... What is the range on detect magic?
It's 60-foot cone, if memory serves.
60 feet, correct.
Okay, cone shape. So are you going to be up in the front of the building?
Yeah, I won't go completely onto the steps, but I'll look at the door.
So you're gonna basically stand about like right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
If you have knowledge arcana,
I do.
It doesn't really give you the spider sense thing, but if you step into a spell effect that's currently going on,
it will let you know.
Okay, so I do have that too.
You can use knowledge arcana to identify it. It's kind of one of those things that if what happened to me when I first walked in here was a spell effect, and it happened to you, you could acknowledge arcana that and try to identify what it was.
Right.
I don't think it was a spell effect, but
it was not.
Had it been, you would have had that.
After leaving that building, I'm going to start. I'm going to like head towards the door, but then I'm going to start heading around the building towards the left around there. Just
okay. Instead of going by the lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his notes going just say foundation.
Okay. So, we've got four foundational walls. So, you just need to pick one and start looking, I guess. That's what you're going to try to do. And you were just wandering?
No, I walked up to the entrance. I was just going to inspect it.
Okay. Like, all the way up onto the...
Yeah.
Like, where the doors and stuff are? Okay.
Don't go in without us, please.
I'm not going to.
How long have you lived? Because I was going to have to... Age different than we even spoke then?
I'm 25, if that's what you're asking.
Hey, you're older than me.
I believe he's coming on to you from earlier. After further review, I've come to decide that that was actually a phenomenal job of breaking. We just didn't do a very good job of entering.
We got in.
It's thoroughly broken. It's just no one else can enter now.
The point isn't that more people can enter. The point of entering is that you get in.
When we get back to the library, I'll have to verify that. Based on your previous exploits, we'll have to verify that once we get back to the library.
Okay, so you actually can go in.
So we'll be inside. And then we'll get to you.
Just in the doorway. I don't want to go into the rooms.
Okay. You can see, like, there's, like, part of the wall is collapsed. It's part of the interior walls themselves are actually what's collapsed and part of the wall itself. So there's lots of rubble. Should be kind of a...
Okay.
It's just, there's all kind of crap in here. And the balcony above you looks pretty sketchy. And you started wandering around, and you were just standing there, like,
scanning it.
Detecting magic.
Yeah.
Okay. That is line of sight too, isn't it? So it has to be able to see.
Well, it's semi line of sight.
We'll stop it.
More than, I think it's an inch of stone.
Yeah.
Stops it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's that list of material things. It's like an inch of stone for the wood.
Yeah, things like that.
She said.
Are you going to start on, like, the front and kind of work your way around looking at
the... I'm going to start on the... I'm going to try not to lose visual with the rest of these
Yahoos.
You're gonna eventually use visual.
You will lose visual of him faster than everybody else. So you can come over here and start looking, because it's, you know, you've only got a little bit, and most of the foundational wall over here is under, like, a pretty fucked up wooden balcony. The other one seems like it might be a little bit better, because it doesn't have all that water under where it would be. This one has that on this left side that you're facing it.
I'm staying about 20 feet from the exterior of everything.
Okay.
Just kind of moving and seeing. Looking over the entire building, up and down.
Yeah, it's in shambles. It's in really bad shape. I mean, the walls are still structurally sound because they're stone. But 60 years of neglect will be hard on anything.
Basically, I'm looking for any other possible points of entry, any other...
Okay, so we'll get back to you in just a moment. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
That would be a 16.
16! Okay, so you actually, with almost no trouble, as you're coming up on the front part of it, you see where there's pieces where, like, the ivy and stuff has just been pulled away. As you're looking at the foundation. There's all these weird-looking runes written. You know, they've been, like, etched into the stone and then, like, smeared with something kind of brown all the way along. Do you speak Larissa?
I do.
You do.
That's the local language, right?
Yes. It's one of them. Among all of the weird magical runes and stuff that you see, there is also a name. And that name is Livar Hawkbrand. And it's dozens of times. As you're going around, like, you'll see it, and then, you know, maybe like 10 feet later, you'll see it again. Just, it's all over the foundation as you're going around looking at this. And it goes everywhere. As you start looking, because it's really easy to see now that you can tell, like, they just peeled, like, just scraped parts of the foundation away. Like, the ivy on the foundation so that they could, you know, etch these things in.
Hey, guys, I think I may have found the runes that the professor spoke of. To anyone that is within the sound of my voice.
Which is...
Maybe
everyone? All of them can hear. It's, like I said... It is very, very quiet here.
You're really quiet.
There's no, you don't hear bugs. There's no animals. Nothing. It is just you guys up here.
I have to be concentrating, so I'm not.
Yeah, to keep, like, looking around for things. You don't really see much of anything in the area. Like, I mean, nothing that stands out.
I'm well close to the building, to the bathroom. Foundations are lining is also over there.
What's your base for your perception?
I set up.
Yeah. If you're looking for it and you have, you're looking at the foundation, the DC is only 5. So without even rolling, you can.
It seems it may surround the building.
So yeah, he's already starting to go underneath where the balcony is above him, and he's kind of going underneath it. And it looks. When you're underneath it, like, you're like, oh, holy crap. you were in the building that fell on you. This looks about as bad.
Yeah.
Maybe worse.
That's okay. So I would probably...
Because you're over out here. Yeah. You also see, like, as on the edge of it, like, you can see a staircase that goes up to it.
Yeah. I will back out from underneath it and walk off into the outer grounds there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will again take out my notebook. Record the name.
Okay.
Now that I'm going to walk over and look at the rooms as well.
You make knowledge arcana or knowledge religion check.
That would be an 18.
Okay. They were some type of magic. You're not really sure what they were for, but you don't detect
there's nothing that gives you magical. They just look like weird runes that were carved. So, and you don't recognize any of it.
Can I study them more closely?
The trick with knowledge rolls, it's either you know it or you don't know it.
Okay, so it's not like if it seemed like it was magic, I can't look further into it?
No. Okay. Now, usually knowledge checks are either you know about something or you don't. And if you don't know something, but you have a way to research it, then you can make another check. That's generally how it works. You have to have some reference material that you can then use to pull up that information that you may not have right away.
Gotcha. And so and then spellcraft wouldn't apply there either.
Unless it's an active spell.
Gotcha.
Or you're trying to do something that would be like, I want to identify what this is because it reminds me of a spell, or you need to...
Or you're actually identifying something that does this thing.
Yeah.
Like a magical item or...
You can use spellcraft. Also, if you're making an item, you can use spellcraft to emulate abilities that you don't have that the item would have. You can create something that doesn't do, like if you didn't have magic missile, but you wanted to make a wand of magic missiles,
right?
You can fake it because you know enough about magic
to figure out
to trick the wand into being that when you make it.
Basically, make it.
Works so, for me.
That's the other use that you can have for spellcraft. Whereas use magic devices if you didn't have it on your spell list.
Okay.
You are wondering, are you looking to go up those stairs or to just check them?
Yeah, I'll check. I will walk to the base of them and look at them.
Do you have knowledge engineering?
I do not.
Go ahead and give me a perception check on it. Totally secure.
Wow.
You're pretty sure that you can make it without...
That's the third two in a row I rolled.
I know.
And I changed dice.
As Henry VIII learned, it's not the dice's fault.
You can totally get up there. Shouldn't have any problems.
Not. That was not the goal of this.
I'm just saying. I mean, you can get up there. You're sure of it. It's about 10 feet up, so you can't really tell what's on it.
What about the walls? That's a good question, actually. What about the walls?
These walls?
Yeah.
The 20-foot high walls?
Yeah.
There's a stairwell that goes up to where one of the guard towers is, and then there's another one.
I think we can actually go over there.
Oh, okay. What are you... You're still magicking?
Yeah, I was looking and just detecting.
You were just standing kind of in the...
Well, yeah, but now that everybody's moving to the side of the building and talking...
You're kind of...
I'm going to start moving
now. Okay. And you're kind of going around looking at the base and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to tell people this was old magic.
Yeah, if somebody wants to go with me, I will circle the building to verify that there's not any change in these foundation markings.
Okay.
You want to do that? I'll let you guys know I'm going to go check out the wall, see how sound the walls do.
Okay.
You said there's stairs leading up to the wooden balcony?
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, you sure can. Okay, so when you're going to go up there, and you're going to go to the...
I'm going to
the guard post, and you two are going to finish walking the rest of the way around. All right, we're going to stop right here. We're going to end this episode, and we will see you guys next week.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.